Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various designers from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
Actually, there are influencers who also reject brand deals because if they think that it doesn't align with their values, they do it because it could possibly hurt their reputation as an influencer. So there are some influencers very selective when it comes to the brands that they can work with. So that's very important for influencers to be to make sure that the brands that they're working with are authentic as well.
Armand Manibo is an influencer marketing strategist who owns an influencer marketing agency called Armful Media. Handling his team and projects, they help e-commerce brands increase awareness and sales through influencer marketing. In this episode, we talk about how does influencer marketing works, the benefits of influencer marketing to brands, the things you should build as an influencer, and many more. This is episode 14, and here's Armand Manibo.
Hi, I'm Armand, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Armand! Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Thank you. Thank you sa pag-invite.
Yes, it's my privilege, Armand, na maging guest ka dito sa podcast ko kasi tulad ng mga ibang guest ko, no, I'm really privileged na kayo kasi yung mga nakikita ko rin online na very niche yung yung market niyo . Especially ikaw na nasa industry ka ng influencer marketing, 'di ba? Pero before we go on dun sa topic natin, para sa mga listeners natin, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do?
Sure. So hi, I'm Armand. I'm an influencer marketing strategist. I currently own an influencer marketing agency called Armful Media. So I handle a team that helping e-commerce brand increase brand awareness and sales through influencer marketing.
Ang industry mo is nasa e-commerce ka, no? E-commerce ang target audience nyo.
Yeah, e-commerce yung target market namin for our service.
Mm-hmm. Pero when did you start to get interested about influencer marketing? Kasi we've known each other online, no? Way back, siguro mga 3-4 years ago, no? Na pareho pa tayong financial advisor nun. Diba?
Oh, yeah. We haven't met personally, but yeah, we have common friends and common interests as well. So I started doing influencer marketing back in 2019. But prior to that, yes, I am a financial advisor and also manage my own personal Facebook page. So yeah. And then since I would like to look for other source of income na rin, and I'm looking for something to do. So I was interested in doing freelancing work. And I think the only service that I can offer to clients is basically social media marketing. So I started with social media marketing or offering this type of service. But luckily, I encountered or I met a client who is asking for influencer marketing service. And he actually helped me to perform the job and he's actually willing to train me. So that's when it all started. So he taught me everything about influencer marketing. And then what happened back in March 2020, so pandemic happens, medyo nalugi yung business niya. Mm-hmm. So that's the time I started acquiring more clients and offering this type of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's your experience naman doing the training with him or with your client na about influencer marketing?
It was very new to me. It's actually the first time I've heard of it. It's the first time I heard about influencer marketing. And I wasn't aware of this specific type of marketing. But actually, what's funny is prior to doing influencer marketing, I already had brand deals when I own a page. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that it was influencer marketing. Nalaman ko na lang siya nung ginagawa ko na siya. And during the training, I find it easy, honestly, compared to social media marketing because social media marketing is very broad. So, ang dami niyang scope kasi pag social media marketing, you have like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, like all of that. And under each social media channel, ang dami pa ring sakop niya. So the training was easy because basically the only job I need to perform was find the relevant influencer for the brand. So for that specific client, what we're looking for are pet influencers since he owns a pet brand store. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So paano naman yung naging ano nun? Paano naman yung naging service mo sa kanya nun during that time? At paano yung paano yung tawag nun? Paano yung influencer marketing sa pagkakaalam mo that time? Tsaka ano yung ginawa mo nun?
That time, since wala naman akong idea and I was actually a part of an influencer marketing team that time. So I wasn't the only one who's doing influencer marketing. Prior to joining them, they are already doing influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. So there is someone who reaching out to influencers, and the only task that I need to do is to just find influencers. So that's, I'm only using Google Sheets for my work and using Instagram. So it's like a repetitive task. So ganun lang siya. So sobrang dali niya. Sabi ko, okay. Madali lang pala to. So ito na yung offer kong service.
Wow. So until now, parang ganun pa rin yung naging perspective mo na madali pa rin siyang i-offer or mas madali pa rin siyang gawin?
Well, it was different now because basically before I was just looking for influencer, and then time goes by that I'm not just looking for influencers. I'm also the one reaching out to influencers, negotiating deliverables, negotiating rates. So it was a bit difficult. And now, since I already have an influencer marketing agency, it's way different because I'm not the one who's looking for influencers. I'm also not the one who's reaching out to influencers, but I'm the one doing the strategy part of the marketing. So I'm the one deciding what type of influencers we should be looking for, or how should we respond to this specific message, or how we paano kami magka-come up with a strategy where we can generate more awareness and more sales, of course, for the brand.
Mm-hmm. Interesting yung mga nababanggit mo kanina ng mga terms tsaka ng mga topics. Ha? Pero gusto kong pag-usapan natin yan maya-maya. Siguro ano muna tayo. Sige. Simulan natin sa pinaka-start din, no? Gusto ko rin malaman talaga. Ako, very interested ako sa influencer marketing kasi ikaw rin yung unang kakilala ko na sa'yo ko nalaman yung influencer marketing. Doon ako naging aware about it. For you now, dahil sa mga pinagdaanan mo rin na experience sa ngayon, ano na yung ibig sabihin or what is the definition of influencer marketing for you and how does it work?
Influencer marketing is leveraging people's influence to buy a product or services basically. So influencer marketing is basically under digital marketing, and under digital marketing we have social media marketing, and influencer marketing is just under the facets of social media marketing. So yeah, it rise when parang nagsimula siya with the rise of social media. So since marami nang gumagamit ng social media ngayon, and there's a lot of content creators na lumabas, and the only way for brands to be able to get more sales is not just do like paid ads, and also, but they also need to find a better way or like an organic way to market their products, and that's through influencers.
Mm-hmm. Organic way, in a way na yung mga influencer yung tawag dito, yung magpo-promote ng products, parang ganun.
Yeah, that's right. It's organic. It's because you don't need to pay Instagram, or you don't need to pay Facebook, or you don't need to pay TikTok, because for paid ads you have to pay them. But this one is organic because you don't need to pay anyone. You just need to send influencers product or provide free service to influencers, and they're going to promote your products or services. Not unless you will be doing a paid collaboration, so that's a different story. Pero still, it's organic because it's not a paid promotion.
Mm-hmm. nabanggit mo na rin, you know, about sa parang compensation sa mga influencer. How do you compensate? Or ikaw as an influencer marketing agency, tsaka yung mga brands din na nagiging partner nyo, how do you compensate yung mga influencer? Is it X deal, product review, or affiliate marketing, or paano ba?
Well, it all boils down sa goal ng campaign and also their budget. So of course, for a startup company, most of the time, what they do is, or since they have limited budget, is they just send influencers a free product in exchange for a post. Or sometimes they are just giving influencers free product, and then if they like it, influencers will post about that specific product. And if a brand has budget for the campaign and they have the capacity to like pay big influencers, then that's the time that we pay influencers in exchange for the content or for the promotion.
So parang sa ano rin, no? Dun sa tawag dito, pag nagpapadala yung brands for free, no strings attached yun. I mean, hindi sila mag-expect na ipopost ng ano yun, ng influencer yun. Parang risk sa kanila yun.
Yeah, that's right. That's one strategy. We call it seeding campaign. So you just send products. If they like it, they post. There's other strategy, what we call is gifting campaign. So for that, may agreement that you have to post in exchange for the product.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the other one, the paid collaboration, where we send free products. You also pay them in exchange for a post. So it depends kung ano ba yung agreement niyo with influencers. But this three different types of campaigns, pumipili rin kami ng influencers based sa type ng campaign. Kasi for example, for an influencer who has a huge following, it's less likely for us to do gifting collaborations, because basically these influencers are getting a lot of collaborations per day, and of course they have to prioritize brands that compensate them for their work.
Mm-hmm.
So for paid collaboration, it's mostly for influencers who has a huge following. And seeding campaign can be for everyone, because wala namang strings attached. There's no commitment if naka-receive sila ng product. For a gifted campaign, mostly we do it for micro influencer. Pag sinabing micro, these are small influencers.
Mm-hmm. May question din ako dyan sa micro and macro influencers mamaya. Pero paano naman yung mga influencers naman, how do they market the product or the brand? Ano yung mga usually na ginagawa nila?
All right. So for that, we as a brand, of course, we know the product, or brand owners know the product well, and know what type of creatives works for the product. So we are giving influencers some guides, or we call it campaign brief, as to how the product should be perceived by their audience.
Mm-hmm.
So may guide kami. Ano ba yung mga benefits of this product? And ano ba yung highlight ng product na to? So we're giving them guides. But of course, we're also giving influencers the creative freedom to create the content about the product. Kasi basically, people know if you are doing the promotion for this because you have a product to promote.
Mm-hmm.
Parang alam nila if you're faking it. So you have to make ways, or the influencers has to do it in their own way. Na, kasi they know their audience well naman. Mm-hmm. We know the product well.
Uh-oh. Para mas maging authentic din, di ba? Yung
dapat kasi
promote nila.
Tama. So dapat authentic siya at very authentic. Very authentic and organic. So yan.
Nice. Pero ano yung mga pinaka-common goals ng mga brands na nag-seek ng help sa mga influencers?
common goals, first is brand awareness or brand recognition. So the goal of these brands is for people to know about the brand and for a specific brand to be their top of mind in case they need something. So para lang yan yung mga brands na kilala na natin ngayon, like for example for toothpaste, like Colgate, like, di ba, parang pag sinabi mo toothpaste, di ba, connected na yung Colgate doon. Di ba? So that's for brand awareness. And even, di ba, for television, like brands are just doing commercials, but technically it's very difficult to measure it. But the only reason why they do that is because they want people to recognize them. So that's one of the goals. The second would be to get influencer-generated content. It's almost the same as user-generated content. Ito yung mga photos or videos na ginagawa ng mga influencers for the brand. So there are brands who are looking for this type of content. It's because it's more effective than a content na ginawa lang ng isang customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's more powerful. Kasi for example, if there's a certain product and I took a picture of it, I just a simple guy, a simple consumer, take a picture of it and use it for ads, it's less effective compared to a celebrity, for example, or a famous YouTube influencer or TikTok influencers who post about the product. So mas malakas, malaki yung impact nung image na yon as compared dun sa image na ginawa ko. Even pareha sila ng quality ng image, same resolution, but the impact is different. So that's the other goal for doing actually, influencer marketing.
Pero actually tama nga, no? Ang galing ng ganun. Kasi ako, personally, when I watch videos on YouTube, lalo na yung mga fina-follow kong mga vloggers and influencers, pag meron silang nire-recommend na mga books, kahit hindi ko na binabasa agad yung ano, interested na akong bilhin yung book na yun. Kumbaga parang na-influence nila ako kasi alam ko na pag nabasa ko yung book nila, parang makukuha ko rin yung mindset ng tao na yun na pinapanood ko or parang yung lifestyle somehow ng mga ibang influencer. Parang ganun, di ba? Yeah. How do you explain those kind of ano? Parang may psychological ano ba yun? Effect ba yung ganun?
For me, because influencers already build trust and credibility as a content creator. So these influencers are creating a lot of value to their audience. So kumbaga, when they're giving you certain recommendations, you know it's good because prior to them promoting a certain product, you already trust them. You already trust their suggestion. So that's the reason why influencer marketing is very successful. It's very effective way to market a product.
Yeah. And even, different sizes of companies or siguro bigger companies or yung mga kilalang companies, do they still need influencer marketing?
Yeah. I think every brand needs influencer marketing because brands need to find different ways to market their product. So they really have to test it out. And when you see, because it's way different if they are the one saying good things about their own product, unlike other people talking about how good and effective your product is. That's different. Kasi, for example, I have my own brand and I'm promoting my own product. So, of course, I would say a lot of good things about this product because I own this. I'm selling this. But if other people are saying good things about the product, that's a different story. Because it looks like they are promoting it because it's good. Unlike me, who owns the brand, it's like I'm boasting, like I'm just saying it because I would like to get more sales. So I think, yeah, everyone needs to hire or to work with influencers to increase their sales and of course to increase brand awareness.
Yeah. Kaya tama rin yung sinabi mo kanina na pag influencer talaga yung nag-post or nag-promote ng isang product, meron na silang following eh. Tsaka they already created or built trust sa kanilang mga audience na kahit minsan kahit nga anong bibenta nila or anong ipopromote nila, bibili ng mga audience nila eh, di ba? So that's the impact ng mga influencers. Pero eto, curious lang ako, no? Kasi may mga celebrity rin na they promote products. Meron bang difference ang mga influencers at mga celebrities?
Yeah, actually, well, we still call celebrities as influencer, like they are tagged as celebrity influencers. But we have other types of influencers that are not celebrity, of course. And the difference is the type of audience celebrity has is very huge. The type of audience is very broad. Like there can be like ordinary person, merong mayaman, merong mahira, for example, or people who has different interests, for example, interesado sa sports, other audience sila interesado sa music. Like ang hirap i-categorize ng type of audience na meron ang isang celebrity. Unlike influencers, that they have very targeted type of audiences. For example, if an influencer only creates content about beauty, about makeup, then of course the type of audience they have are people who are interested in makeup, interested about beauty. So it's really good to target this type of influencers. And there are other influencers who only create contents about finances, personal finance, for example. Of course, the type of audience he has, the reason why he accumulated or he was able to get that much following is because there are people who's really interested about personal finance, about investment, about insurance, and all other things. So that's a difference. Influencers have targeted audience as compared to a celebrity.
So tingin mo ba na mas advantageous for brands na kumuha ng mga influencers na may mga niche na industry compared sa mga celebrities na marami ng followers or kilala na?
Yes, definitely. Especially if they only sell specific type of products. So it's an advantage for them to work with influencers instead of celebrities. And it's low cost, of course,
ayun
as
din,
compared to paying, diba, celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Pero nabanggit mo rin kanina, no, na about micro and micro-influencers, diba? Pero meron ding macro-influencers na tinatawag, diba? May isa pa eh, or di ko lang sure. Pero can you tell us more about that?
So, yeah, there are different types of influencers based on size or the size of their followers. There's what we call nano influencer, like it's influencers who has like 300 followers or 1,000 followers or 2,000 followers. We have micro influencers, we have mid-tier influencer, we have macro influencers, or these are the big ones who has like million followers, and then the other one is like celebrity influencers. So the only difference with this different type of influencers are the number of followers they have, and of course the costs of their service as an influencer. But basically you can actually consider everyone as an influencer as long as they're creating content, giving value for their audience. You can consider them as influencer because we have certain level of influence. So even if you only have 100 followers, but just 100 influencers trust you so much that they would do whatever you recommend them. So it's like just someone recommending a product. For example, like I ask you about what is that product that you just bought? It's really good. Like you say, ito yun. So me have... na merong malaking trust tayo, I would actually buy that specific product because I trust you. I trust your recommendation. So the followers, the number of followers doesn't really matter.
So ano talaga, no? Kumbaga may chance din na makapag-influence even yung mga creators na mabababa yung mga followers nila.
Yeah, that's right.
Pero may mga cases ba na mas matataas ang rates ng mga nano influencers compared sa others, sa mas matataas na tier?
There's a possibility actually. Because wala naman standard pricing for their service. It's like, in my opinion, it's their perceived value. So what they think, ano ba yung value nila as an influencer? So sila na yung nagpa-price nun. And there are nano influencer who actually charge for a post. And there are other influencers who has a huge following but don't charge anything for it. So it depends, especially if they really like a product or a service. Sometimes they are willing to promote that specific product even if there's no fee. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Tsaka ano rin siguro, no, advantageous din or magandang makonsider din is yung pag nakakita ka talaga ng influencer or nano-influencers na solid yung followers. Like for example, ah, merong isang influencer, nano-influencers na merong 100 followers, tapos merong isang micro, ilan ba minimum ng micro?
Micro, it depends on the platform. Eh. But for example, it's for Instagram, micro influencer starts at like 10,000 to like 50,000 or 100,000 followers.
Mm. So parang, sabi natin mga 10,000 followers. Sabi natin yung nano influencers, lahat ng audience niya, kung possible, 100 audience niya, bumili ng product na yun. That's 100% na, ano no? Na closing ratio, di ba? Unlike dun sa 10,000 followers, sabi natin mga 1% ang maklose niya. Mga ilan yun? Nag-mat bigla.
It's 100. 100.
Same din, di ba? Parang same lang rin naman pala yung makukuha mong result. Pero mas mataas yung binayad mo sa micro-influencer.
So, yeah. So that's why audience really matters. How strong yung influence mo over the audience you have. Uh-huh. How engaged are they sa mga content mo. So that's very powerful.
Lalo na ngayon, no, sa YouTube or sa mga vlogger din. Isa sa mga issue din kasi is yung mga sub to sub na ano na mga content creator sa YouTube. Yung nagpapasub lang na parang minsan yung iba pa nga nagbabayad for subscription, 'di ba? So matataas yung followers nila pero hindi quality or hindi mga totoong followers yung meron sa kanila. Mm. 'Di ba? So minsan sabog din yung paano ba mas magandang term or parang hindi sobrang niche yung kanilang topic dun sa mga ginagawa nilang content.
Yeah, tama ka. Actually, that's also one of the consideration when working or when picking influencers na picking influencers who will be promoting a certain product. So, isa yun sa kinoconsider namin yung authenticity ng audience na meron sila. Because, there are people who buy followers. There are people who's exchanging follows, like follow to follow strategy, like follow mo ako, follow kita, ganun. And there are also people who's faking even engagement, like some influencers are joining engagement pod, like they are exchanging comments sa mga post nila for it to look authentic and for people or for brands to see that their audience are engaged, but the truth is their audience is not really engaged. So it's authenticity is also very important when picking influencers.
Yeah. So napupunta na rin tayo din sa mga considerations sa ano sa mga influencers, no. Pero kayo as an agency, who do you consider as an influencer or ano yung mga kinoconsider nyo when choosing an influencer?
When choosing influencer, we consider their followers count. The next one is authenticity. And then the third one is engagement. So people, their audience has to be engaged. I think that's the three cons. And the last one is they need to have the same type of audience that the brand has. So they have, dapat niche down din yung content na pinopost nila. It has to align with the brand.
Mm. How do you see authenticity sa mga influencers?
With authenticity, we try to check it based on the engagement rate, like the number of people who engage with the content, like who likes and comment on their posts over the number of followers they have. For example, if they have 100,000 followers, but you're seeing zero comments on their post and few likes, then we know that it's not they don't have authentic audience, mm-hmm. that they probably just buy their followers. So that's how we know that, yeah, that's how we determine authenticity. The other one is the number of followers they have over the number of people that they follow. Because there are people who has 10,000 followers, but the people they follow is 8,000 people. So they follow a lot of people. It's because they would like to get them follow them as well. So yun. So that's something that we check as well.
Consider. Mm-hmm. Nice. Kasi ano eh, kumbaga parang ano rin to eh. For me, ako, yun din yung tinitingnan ko sa mga influencers na kahit hindi ako, kumbaga parang as a consumer din, di ba? Na when I see some influencers na nagpo-promote ng something, kasi may iba, di ba, na ayun na naman, nagpo-promote na naman si ganyan. So parang fake yung mga audience somehow, di ba? Hindi mo sila pina-follow for the promotion. Ako, I follow other people for promotion eh. Kasi syempre, I trust them eh. Di ba? Pero kung kumbaga authenticity rin for me is when they use the product talaga. Na hindi lang nila basta pinopromote. Basta parang ginagawa rin nila kung ano yung ano, kumbaga ginagamit nila kung ano yung pinopromote nila. Di ba?
Oo, tama. So, yeah, actually there are influencers who also reject brand deals because if they think that it doesn't align with their values,
mm-hmm.
they do it because it could possibly hurt their reputation as an influencer. So there are some influencers very selective when it comes to the brands that they can work with, especially for example, if this specific brand has bad reputation, they scam people, for example, and if you're the one who's promoting that specific product, then that means you contribute to the lies that these brands are doing. So yeah. So if you're an influencer, you really have to be picky as well. With the brands that you will be working with. I think with minapanood ako kasi previously like a documentary, like there are famous influencers who promote a certain event. I forgot the movie. But they promote a certain event. They were paid for it. But and there's a lot of people who buy the ticket. It's like on an island. So it's an event. Yun. So, kumbaga, na-bash talaga yung mga influencers na yun because technically, it was a scam. Like, wala mm-hmm. naman talagang event. Tapos, ang dami nagpunta dun sa lugar na yun. So, yeah. So, that's very important for influencers to be, to make sure that the brands that you're working with are authentic as well. So, yeah.
Yan. Kaya sa mga listeners din natin, I know there are a lot of you na may mga content creator din talaga na gumagawa kayo ng content and you also wanted to become an influencer for a certain product. Kasi may mga nakikita rin ako na makakilala rin ng mga may mga vlog sila. Even sa isang group na napasukan ko ng mga vlogger, nagpo-post sila ng mga ano, ng mga brand deals. So kumbaga parang, I mean, tinatanggap lang nila nang hindi nila iniisip kung para saan yung brand or ano ba yung values ng brand na yon. Kasi ano eh, it's important na align yung values mo with that brand. Magandang opportunity, di ba? Na masisilaw ka talaga, uy, kinukuha akong influencer na ganito, papapromote yung product, ganyan-ganyan. Pero you have to also know if your brand or your values are match with the brand or values ng product na yun or ng brand na yun. Kasi it will hurt your reputation as a brand or as a creator .
Tama. And for me, it all boils down pa rin sa intentions mo. Because basically, sino ba yung ayaw, di ba, ng mga free stuff? Like ako, if someone send me something, I would actually accept it and post it on my social media. And it still boils down sa intention. Kasi maybe they are accepting these deals because you would like to help local businesses. Diba? So I'm just helping local businesses and I'll be posting something like this and I would recommend you to buy this as well. So yeah, so it actually depends. So you have to be clear with your audience, to be honest with them while you're promoting a certain product.
May mga times ba na, kasi diba, as an influencer marketing agency, kayo yung naghahanap ng influencers. May mga times ba na yung mga influencers yung pumupunta sa inyo para maghanap naman ng brand na ipopromote nila?
Yeah. There are influencers who reach out to us and who's willing to promote our products or to get to promote our products in exchange for a free product. So others, influencers actually reach out to brands as well. Even like big influencers, like I heard a podcast interview with Erwan Yusuf. He said he's also reaching out to brands for collaboration. And it's actually good because as long as you know that you can help these businesses, why not? So it happens.
So wag lang basta ano rin, no? Kumbaga parang kung gusto mo lang siya, wag lang siyang basta mag-reach out ka sa brand tapos sabihin mo na pumromote mo yung product nila, no? Yeah. Pero kanina nabanggit mo rin na may mga different platform ang mga influencers, di ba? Pero where do you usually find influencers?
So right now, when we started, most of the influencers we're working with or who we collaborate with are Instagram influencers and YouTube influencers, but mostly Instagram. And then later on, we started working with TikTok influencers as well. It's because TikTok is basically a platform where you create or people create videos, and videos is very has a higher impact compared to photos. So if you're creating videos, it's actually way better than posting photo content. So, and it's also, I think, the reason why Instagram is trying to adapt or to copy. I don't know if it's copying, but Instagram has now Reels, right? Like they're focusing more on video content as compared to, I said before, diba dapat yung Instagrammable content, yung mga or photos dapat pag Instagram dapat antay din gram. may term sila eh, Instagrammable or gram. Instagram worth it, parang ganun.
Worthy. Instagram worthy.
Instagram worthy. Yeah, that's right. Instagram worthy content. So, yun. But now, the reason kasi kaya patok na rin yung TikTok, it's because you don't really need to have a very high quality videos as long as you're creating content and you're entertaining people or you're educating them, you're giving them that much value, then it's actually good. So TikTok doesn't care about the quality.
Tsaka maganda nga kasi din sa TikTok, ang napapansin ko rin sa mga influencers, it's very raw yung mga ginagawa nilang TikTok, yung mga videos nila. Tsaka very authentic. Makikita mo talaga yung authenticity kasi I don't know, pero different ang TikTok platform. Kaya pinasok ko na rin tong TikTok kasi parang ang ganda ng mga audience, tapos ang ganda rin ng may term, nakalimutan ko yung term, pero yung ecosystem din ng TikTok, 'di ba? Lalo na yung mga influencers diyan. Na hindi lang sila basta nagpo-promote. Actually konti lang yung nakikita kong mga may ibang promotion, pero parang hindi sila nagpo-promote, parang ganun.
Yeah, tama. Kasi I think the advantage rin ng TikTok is yung ang ganda ng algorithm ng Facebook ng TikTok rather. Ang ganda ng algorithm ng TikTok kasi even if you have just less than 100 followers, there's a higher chance that your video will go viral. So hindi nila tinitingnan 'yon kasi as long as alam ng algorithm ng TikTok that your content would be has some interest or value with a certain type of people, then ang laki ng chance na mag-viral talaga ng content mo. And I've seen a lot of like influencers or content creators na nagsimula lang with just one viral content, and they try to create the same type of content, and then talaga nag-boom yung content nila or yung followers nila.
So magandang maano rin talaga to. Dati kasi talaga nung nagsimula itong nagsimula yung TikTok din. Kumbaga parang ang daming may ayaw sa TikTok.
Yeah.
ang daming parang sabi nila, hindi, pang mga ano lang yan, pang mga, ang mga yung ibang mga term, pang jejemon, pang mga tawag dito. Basta may mga ganong term sila na ayaw nila kasi puro sayawan lang, ganyan-ganyan, wala namang matututunan. Pero look at TikTok now. Sabi ko nga rin sa mga kakilala ko, very education-based na ang TikTok. Kasi ang dami ng mga influencers na lumalabas dito na very niche din. Di ba? Na merong for branding, merong for SEO, influencer marketing, merong for creative design, mga graphic designer, different ano talaga. Sarap pasukin. Ang sarap na mag ano sa TikTok.
Yeah, tama. So, yeah, totoo yan. Kasi when I, guilty rin ako dyan, when I discovered TikTok, when a lot of people is using TikTok, parang sabi ko, hindi ako mag-TikTok, di ba? Pero later on, I consume a lot of content sa TikTok, and then I realized, oh, okay, ang dami palang type of content na pwede mo makita sa TikTok. So, which is good. Sabi ko, okay, so hindi mo naman pala kailangan sumaya para mag-TikTok. Sige, create na tayo ng content. So, that's where it all started.
Yeah. Diba? So, sa mga listeners din natin, no, if you also want to build your influence then and hindi ka pa gumagamit ng TikTok, we encourage you to use TikTok, lalo na in building your influence, diba? Now, going to influencers naman tayo, Arman, no? On the standpoint ng mga influencers, what are the things they should build para masabing or para makonsider din sila as an influencer?
Alright. So, on a standpoint of influencers, I think the first thing that they need to build is a community by creating content na valuable for their audience. So, basically, the first thing you need to do is to pick ano ba yung type ng audience na gusto mong i-target. So you really have to pick one. You cannot just create generic content or content na ginagawa lang ng other influencers. So you really have to choose kung ano ba yung type ng content na magkaka-interest yung type ng audience na gusto mong i-target. So that's the first thing. So once you were able to select the type of audience na gusto mong makakita ng mga content mo, the next thing is you need to create content. You need to create content na valuable for them or entertaining for them. So, kasi that's how you start getting more traction. That's how you started getting more followers based on sa mga content na ginagawa mo. And then, the next one is you need to be authentic. So, dapat authentic ka sa type ng content na ginagawa mo, na you're not faking things just for the sake of having a huge followers. So that's also very important. And the last thing is you just need to be consistent. You need to continuously create content regardless if you get no likes or no comments sa post mo. Just continue and try to explore a certain type of content where you can get more views or more likes or comments. So that's where it will start. So once you're able to do that, then yeah, tuloy-tuloy lang yan. And don't be kasi ang dami rin kasing mga aspiring influencers na parang nasisilaw sa mga followers, that sa number of followers that they try to, hindi ko, ano ba yung term doon? That they try to fake things, like they buy followers, they fake engagement just for the sake of vanity.
Yeah.
So, yun. Followers doesn't matter. So, it's about giving value.
Yeah. Ulitin ko lang yung iba, no? So, you have to build a community talaga, no? To pick your type of audience, kung sino ba yung mga audience na kakausapin mo or bibigyan mo ng value. Mm-hmm. And create content, be consistent, and be authentic sa ginagawa mo. Forget about the vanity metrics. Yun kasi yung tawag dun, di ba? Na minsan kasi pag gumagawa tayo, ako guilty rin ako dito minsan, pag gumagawa tayo ng content, mga wala pang 30 minutes or wala pang 10 minutes, itignan mo kung ilan yung nag-like, ilan yung nag-comment, di ba? So, forget about that. Lalo na pag kakapost mo pa lang, wag mo munang titignan yan. Tsaka, or rather, wag mo talagang titignan. Di ba? Important yung analytics, di ba? Syempre for creating content, pero don't focus too much on the vanity metrics. Don't focus on likes, on mga followers mo. Kasi pag gumagawa ka, di ba, habang gumagawa ka, unti-unti makikita ka ng audience mo eh. Just be consistent with the value that you are giving. Di ba?
Yeah.
So para mas ano ka, para mas maging ano ka, mas makapag-create ka ng magagandang content. As an influencer marketing, I know, do you also believe ba na all people are creative? Kahit nasa ang field yan.
Yes, I think all people are creative in their own different ways, di ba? Kasi when we talk about creativity, it's the first thing that usually comes to mind is art, design. Drawings, design. But creativity, I think, as far as I know, it comes from the word create. So it doesn't really matter what you create, whether it's an art, whether it's music, whether you're creating influence, then I think you can be considered as someone who's creative.
Yeah. And as a creative person, Arman, how do you unleash your creativity?
I unleash my creativity by consuming contents from other people. Because when you consume other people's contents, you can get a lot of ideas, lot of information about other people that it can help you create or think outside the box as well. So yeah, you really have to look for, or it's either you consume content or you try to talk to different type of people, or you try to read different type of books, and it can help you unleash your creativity. So,
yeah. Kumbaga ano pa rin, no? Input output pa rin, no? Kung wala kang input, wala kang output.
Yeah.
Yeah, di ba? So Arman, we're nearing to our end of the episode. What's your advice to creatives and to those people na gustong maging influencers?
For me, just create. Just create. And there's no other way. Just create and just be consistent. Yun lang.
That's a great way to end yung episode natin. So, where can people find you online, Arman?
They can check my Facebook page, though it's not active anymore. It's Hey Armand on Facebook, on Instagram, and also on TikTok. It's Hey, H-E-Y dot Armand, A-R-M-A-N-D.
So, may mga other ano ka ba? May mga gusto ka bang i-promote or may mga event or something? May mga gusto ka bang...
Well, they can just follow my social media pages. And if they want to learn more about influencer marketing, they can also visit our website, www.armfoldmedia.com. So they can read some blogs there about influencer marketing.
So Arman, thank you so much for guesting dito sa Creative Incubator.
Thank you so much, Ren, for inviting me. That's actually my first invitation for a podcast. So it's really a great experience.
Yeah, so it's great having you on the podcast again, Arman. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on other major platforms. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.